Let's go to Pulaski Academy tight end Hunter Henry, Arkansas Razorback commit. Hunter, congratulations on being named an All-American today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been an honor, so thank you.
What does this mean to you?
It's just an honor just to represent Pulaski Academy, represent. I always got to give thanks to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God for the abilities, because nothing would be possible without them. And then it's just an awesome opportunity to represent my family and my school, and just kind of give it back to the team, because really I would have had, none of this would be possible without my teammates and my coaches.
I know the season didn't go the way you guys wanted it to. It didn't end the way you guys wanted it to, losing to Batesville before getting to War Memorial Stadium. But getting this honor has to, maybe take a little salt out of the wound a little bit?
Not really for me. I wanted the state championship really bad. I got one last year. Our only goal at PA is to win a state championship. I love this honor, and I'm tremendously just thankful for it. But, there's nothing that can replace a state championship with my teammates and everything. So, it helps. But, just the state championship with my teammates is always my number one goal.
Talk a little bit about your high school career and your head coach there, and what are a couple things he's taught you and a couple things you won't ever forget as you move on to the next level?
Really just to work hard every day. I'm ready to work hard every single day. And, if you're the best player on the team, you got to be ready and be able to lead every single day and not take things off, take just this off. And then also just kind of being a man on and off the field. He taught me a lot, just on and off the field, just being a great person and just doing great things for me and just teaching me a lot of things throughout my career. So I'm extremely thankful for him.
Hunter, talk about the decision not to play basketball this year for Pulaski Academy, to concentrate on football and get your body ready for next year and what you're going to experience.
I'm trying to come in next year and really trying to make a difference. So I was just thinking about my options, and I've played basketball my whole life, and it's been one of my number one loves, and just always play basketball. And also, I think that's what has helped me be such a great football player. And so I was just thinking about it and thinking about next year, kind of going into the SEC and kind of trying to get ready for, these big guys I'm going to have to go down in the trenches with, and just kind of focusing on getting stronger, getting faster, getting quicker, and just kind of becoming a better football player and just trying to focus on that.
And as far as what you're focusing on this off season, what is your biggest asset you think you will be able to bring, and what is the one thing that you're going to work on the most this off season so you will be better prepared?
I have great hands. I'm good quickness off the ball. I catch everything that's going to come my way. And also I think I need to work on my upper body strength and just kind of blocking, just in the trenches, and trying to get used to being in a down position instead of a receiver's position.
Hunter, you committed to Arkansas back when it wasn't known who would be the next head coach. How did your family help you make that decision?
It was just a lot of praying and a lot of careful consideration, just really all my options and everything, and just finding, really for me, the program I want to be a part of and where I want to be. Just for me, it was a lot of praying for me and my family, and just kind of figuring out really where I should be in the end. And there's still a lot of praying, and I think things are falling in place that are just some great pieces, and Coach B is going to bring a lot of good things up to Arkansas, and a lot of good things for the program for the future.
Talk about that conversation, the first conversation you had with Coach Bielema. How did that go?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. I loved it. I get to talk to him a lot now. Not anymore. They're all kind of on dead period, but for the last 3 weeks, we talked about two or three times a week. And so, we were talking a lot and trying to get to know each other and just keeping up with each other.
Yeah, talk about how important that is, because when you're getting recruited, and when I went through the process, about the relationship that you have with the coach and your position coach. If do we know who the position coach is?
We don't know a tight ends coach yet.
At Arkansas, but talk about your relationship, how important that is in making a decision.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, those are the guys you're going to be spending almost all your time with, and I mean, it's really big, and it's kind of hard because you build a relationship with so many people throughout the recruiting process, and there's so many people you make relationships with. It's just kind of hard to say, you know, see ya, I'm going here. It's kind of hard to say no to people just because of the close relationships throughout like 3 years of recruiting that you've built. But I mean, it's a big thing just to have that position coach that you have a good relationship going into college with, and then also the head coach. It's just a big thing for him to have a good relationship with the head coach coming in.
Hunter, have you been able to talk to some of the other freshmen that will be coming in as part of the next class, specifically an Austin Allen, a Brooks Ellis, and Alex Brignone up there at Fayetteville?
Oh, yes, sir. We talk a lot. I mean, we're probably going to room together. That's probably what we're going to do. It's going to be us four. And so we're real excited about that. And I talk to them a lot. I'll be talking my official with them. And so, I mean, we talk a lot and kind of keep up with each other and see how each other's doing and just kind of building our relationship.
What day will you be taking your official visit?
I'm going January 18th weekend.
Who do they play at? Do you know who the basketball game is that weekend?
I'm not really sure. I hope it's someone good.
I was trying to think. I'll get that information here in just a second. Real quick, can you talk about Tenpenny? A lot of people around here want to know about him. What are your thoughts on if he decides to be a Razorback?
I really don't know. For me, I'm not really sure what he's thinking. I mean, we're pretty good friends, and I talk to him here and there. He's a funny guy. We just kind of throw stuff off each other, and he's a funny guy. I like how I see a lot, and he's a good guy. I just don't really know. In the end, I mean, I think he loves Alabama, and for me, I mean, I want him to make the best decision for his life. You know, I don't want him to worry about other people and what they're going to think, and because that's what I wanted the whole time, you know. And once you're in the recruiting process, you kind of understand, you know, other recruits and just their feelings and everything. And I mean, I want the best for him, and whatever that is. If it's Arkansas, I mean, it's great. If it's Alabama, it's great. You know, I just want the best for LT, and whatever his decision, I'll support him.
January the 19th, Arkansas is at Ole Miss, so they'll be on the road in basketball that weekend. So it'll be a football-only weekend for you. It should be fun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Yes, sir.
All right, Hunter. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations again on being named an All-American today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.